Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control for the next 3 hours if you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which...
Literally anything goes, political, personal, we'll even talk pop culture, whatever it is that's on your mind, literally, bring it up. Take control of the show. Hijack the airwaves, if you will.
That's what we do here.
Don't forget, you can also log on and join the fun online at freetalklive.com. We have got thousands of posts on our bulletin board system, hundreds of people utilizing it there, and it's absolutely free, just like everything is on the freetalklive.com website. Be sure you log on and check that out at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
I figure we'll just jump right into the fire tonight. Speaking of the bulletin board system, there's been a few posts on there recently about one of the hottest topics, I think, in America, immigration. I think everybody feels pretty strongly about this one particular issue. At least, it certainly is one of the biggest phone call generators on this show.
Mm. It certainly is.
You either seem to be really, really for immigration or really, really dead set against immigration. Although I'm sure there are people who are in the middle. We just don't tend to hear from them. So if you want to chime in at any time or change the topic, if you're bored to tears by this, feel free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. There have been a few posts here recently, and one of them is from Brocor. And I told him that his post was so good it deserved to be read here on the air and responded to on the air. Because, well, another reason for that is I just don't have enough time to respond to all the posts on the bulletin board system, so I figure we'll pull some highlights out and read them here. Brocor is approaching the immigration issue from the anti-immigration side of things. He's one of those individuals who...
we're free and you can't be.
Okay, yeah, you could put it that way. He's pro... restriction of immigration. He does not like the idea that people could just come in here free. Like, my concept is to open the borders completely and make it so that anybody can come in and anybody can leave, because if we really are a free nation, the only way that we could really prove that we're free is by letting anyone come in.
Well, that has to be prefaced by a few things.
It does.
You can't, I don't want to see the borders open to a bunch of illegals that are going to come in and take advantage of our social welfare systems or the laws that require hospitals to treat traumatically injured people, you know, all that stuff. There's a lot of advantages that people get by coming into America illegally or legally, and I feel like we often have a lot of freeloaders that want to come over to enjoy those freedoms. And
I agree with that.
I would also say that we have to get our troops out of the 131 out of 100, what is it, 125 out of 131?
Something like
I don't
that.
Remember. All those nations that we're in. We're in like three-quarters of the United Nations
mm-hmm.
with troops. And when we have troops in places, they have a tendency to do things that make other people angry,
sure.
i.e. the Middle East.
Well, you wouldn't like it if Red China had troops in the United States.
I wouldn't, no.
So I don't think many of these countries really care too much
about that. I really
wouldn't
like
it
if Red China didn't like our government here in the United States. And even if our government was terrible and despotic, I wouldn't like it if Red China came in and shot my mom while they were getting rid of the government.
The evil, despotic government.
Right.
Well, anyway, Brocor on the BBS brought up the points about the welfare and how the immigrants are sucking off the welfare teat, if you will. And, of course, I refuted that, saying, well, what you made the points you just did. Well, if we really were a free America, there'd be no welfare. If you wanted to, if you were poor or you were disabled and you needed help, you'd still get the help you needed, but it'd be voluntary. You'd go to the Salvation Army or you'd go to whatever your local charity would be that would help people out in that way, whether it be a religious charity or a private organization.
Mm-hmm.
If we were a free America, then we'd all have so much more money to give to those charitable organizations, and those people who needed the help would actually be able to get it in a much better fashion than they currently do today, which is bending down and begging for it from the U.S. government. So I brought that up, and then he came back with this post. He says, well, I share in your desire to have a free America. That is for certain, my friend. Well, that's good. We agree to that point, then. He says, I do know a thing or three about immigration and how, when unregulated and out of control, it can easily create a serious degradation of social living standards. I'll give you a very simple yet altruistic example. You have a 16-ounce glass. You have a 10-quart pitcher of water. How much water can you fit in that glass before it spills over and F's up? Answer, 16 ounces. If you continue to pour more water into the glass and assume that the water will bring its own extra space and provide its own means of keeping the spillage from occurring, you'll just end up with a mess. Now, that's a very, very cute example. However, it has not a damn thing to do with immigration.
You know, it seems so interesting to me. You know, if we did let a bunch of poor people in the United States, our national standard of living would go down. Yours wouldn't. Mine wouldn't, and nobody listening would. But our national average standard of living would go down because all these people, poor people, were in place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for you. I've traveled around these United States, and a lot of people are poor by my standards.
Absolutely.
You know, just I'm not calling myself rich or anything, but I live in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and I own two cars.
I'd say you're middle class.
You know, and I've seen, you know, the conditions people living in when I was doing some volunteer firework. People living in trailers with no doors, just tarps hanging there. You know,
it's amazing.
Spending more money on their cars than they will on their living conditions. They got a satellite dish out in the backyard, though. You can believe that. They can't buy a door for their trailer, but they can buy
a big screen TV.
They've got they can watch NASCAR.
Well, there's a reason why poor people are poor.
It's
bad buying habits,
perhaps, but it doesn't have anything to do with me.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me. Those people probably, you know, work in the fields that grow my strawberries here in Florida. So I buy the strawberries. I move money to them. You know, they're slowly...
Right. And then they spend it on alcohol.
Or whatever they spend it on. You know, America's a great country. And there's lots of room in it. And
lots of room. And I think that's the point he's trying to make with this pouring the glass of water example. I think he's trying to suggest that we have a finite amount of room and we just can't let everybody come in here. Well, actually, according to the numbers that I've seen, we could let everyone come in here. I don't have the statistic in front of me, but if you really want, I'll dig it up. I think I've read that you could fit the entire population of the world into one state of the United States.
You could give everybody an acre plot of land, from what I understand, or an acre plot of land, and they would fill up the southeast United States.
Not that that's ever going to happen. Well, not that the entire population of the world is ever going to get here, but the point is well made.
Yeah.
We're not going to fill up anytime soon. I think 96-97% of the United States land mass is completely unurbanized, totally rural.
Yeah.
There's lots of room in America, plenty of room in America.
Just go on eBay and look at how cheap property is in, like, Montana and South Dakota.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
I was over in a place in Florida, and you and I live in a place where property values are very high.
Yes.
In Tampa Bay. I was over in a place where I was just driving down what were, I thought, paved roads, but they weren't. They were straight dirt roads. In this town, we kind of got lost. Well, what would have served for a town? And these large city lots, quote unquote city, in a rural town, were $1,100 for a city lot.
Wow!
It had power, it had sewage, it had cable running to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there it is, city lot for $1,100
bucks.
You could buy the lot for $1,100 and then put your trailer on it. That's what a lot of people had done. I seem to be talking about the same place over
right.
in Florida, Palatka, Florida.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what my experience is.
There's a lot of room in America. We could literally let everybody in the world into this country and still have plenty of room to move around. 1-800-259-9231. There's more that our bulletin board poster, Brokor, has to say, and we'll respond to it here in moments. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231 and take control, because that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi everybody, I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it, in fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. And you can literally bring up anything. Political, personal, anything goes. You can hijack the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on and check out the website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of cool stuff on there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, now with the brand new Hall of Shame section to preserve and, I guess, show off all of the times that we've been duped in the past by fake women who did not really send their pictures in, possibly sent by fat men somewhere in the world, or in one case was a man posing as a woman, and another case was actual woman who didn't send her real picture in. So the Hall of Shame is now there for you to take a look at freetalklive.com. Of course, the Shrine of Female Listeners, dedicated to our ladies that listen to the show of all ages, shapes, sizes, and colors. Dozens of them have sent in their pictures, and dozens of them are real as well. So be sure you check them out at freetalklive.com.
So there's three categories in the
That's right.
Hall. What is it, Shrine of Female Listeners?
The Shrine of Female Listeners, there's the validated section, those who are showing in their picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. There's the regular Shrine section, and then there's the Hall of Shame. Exactly. So log on to freetalklive.com.
It's all interesting, though.
Yeah, so we're talking about immigration and talking about how I think that we need to open the borders. And as you've put before, Manwich, we need to partner that with other small government reforms, like getting rid of welfare, totally something that we need to do. It's a terrible idea.
What do you think about it's on this vein, and I don't want to get us off the subject, but you know, we have a tendency to banter on this show a little bit. What do you think about a hospital being forced to treat somebody who has traumatic injuries? For instance,
I don't like it.
A fella, yourself, you don't have any insurance, or you don't have your proof of insurance on you. You get hit by a car. You're knocked unconscious. You're taken via an ambulance to the hospital. The ambulance gives you a bill that's going to be charged to you.
Right.
And the hospital, you know, gets you in the emergency room, and they can't prove that you have insurance because you don't have a card on you and you're unconscious. And, you know, after a day or so of treating you, they realize, wow, this guy doesn't have any insurance. They want to kick you out because they can't afford it. What do you think about that?
I think that you make it sound really harsh. And
it is harsh.
It probably would be if it actually happened. But I think what's harsher is forcing people to do work. I mean, what you're talking about would be forcing individuals, and this happens today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You're forcing the doctors to do their job, which, how can you tell somebody what they can and can't do for a living, basically, right? I'm a doctor. My job is to fix you if you're broken, right? How dare you try to tell me that I have to work on somebody? How dare you try to tell me that I have to be a doctor? Why don't I just stop being a doctor then? Are you going to tell me that I have to stay in the doctor business because I'm a doctor? Like I'm always going to have to be a doctor? Because that's the logical extension of that. I mean, if we can tell doctors what to do with their time, or nurses or whatever, what they can do with their time, then we must be telling them what their career is, period, right?
I'm glad that we're not forced by law on Free Talk Live to give advertisements to businesses that can't afford it.
I think that, again, it sounds harsh what we're saying here. Like, what we're saying is hospitals shouldn't be forced to take you in.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that if we had a free market in healthcare, we'd have a totally different situation. I'm sure
we'd have significantly cheaper health care if we had a free market in health care.
We would definitely have cheaper.
Everybody paid for their health care in dollars. I'll tell you, when I go to the doctor, I don't have insurance. I haven't had insurance up until today. I think I'm actually covered. No, I'm covered in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Anyway, I haven't had insurance up to that point. I would pay with MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
Insured by MasterCard is what I would tell them.
Right.
So I would go, you know, into the doctor's office. They would always, you know, they'd always discount their services for me because I was paying in cash.
Mm-hmm.
They would always load me up with free, you know, like meds because I was paying in cash. It was clear that I didn't have insurance. They'd always give me stuff because I didn't have insurance.
Right.
They'd treat me well. They'd give me a discount.
In the free market, if we had free market healthcare, which we don't, the government controls most of the money in healthcare now these days. The last number I saw was several years ago was something like 51-52% of all healthcare dollars are spent by governments, which means that it's a majority socialist industry. Basically, we've almost completely socialized it.
And it's got to be damn hard for those doctors to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine the mountains of paperwork.
Well, that's why cash payment people like you and I actually end up paying more. Yeah, you got a discount, but you're still helping make up for all those people that aren't paying anything.
Oh,
and so that's why our prices are going up and up and up. Whereas if we had, a free market, we'd have constantly lowering prices. And if not constantly lowering, we'd get constantly better service. I mean, look at the computer industry, for instance. You've got
to compete.
You've got competition. You've got prices coming down for the amount of product that you get. It's just amazing that in 10, 15 years, we have computers that now that are eons faster and better and more well-equipped than the computers we had, you know, in the early 90s, mm-hmm. for instance. The same kind of thing could happen in healthcare if they weren't being strangled to death by the government. So taking this back to the immigration thing, no, hospitals shouldn't be forced to accept you. However, if we had a free market, I mean, we could try and brainstorm for a moment. How would it be that this might work? I mean, how would it be that we could help people who need the help without forcing people to help them?
The fundraising arm of the hospital, and I think all of them have one, you know, a foundation where people are allowed to give money. They're allowed to leave the foundation in their wills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will either leave trust to the foundation, all that kind of stuff. Every hospital has a fundraising arm of that,
right.
like that, I think. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't think most hospitals are cold, evil people.
And that foundation would include in its you know, fundraising aspects is a fund to help people that are brought in for gunshot wounds and
yeah.
you know, just the whole bevy of people that would require
and if we actually
treatment
had
for traumatic injuries.
If we actually had a free America, then people would have all kinds of extra money in which to give to funds like that. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey. Matt. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, that was quick.
It was. It's that easy on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm glad you guys are brainstorming, but you got to remember when you say things like abolish welfare, that would be the equivalent of taking small nuclear bombs and dropping them in the ghettos of all the major cities.
What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
And it's the equivalent. I mean, on the one hand, you guys talk about fighting the New World Order, and that you're talking about.
We don't
exactly
talk about that. Actually, we don't believe. I don't personally believe in the New World Order.
Well, then you guys are young punks that don't know a thing. But let's just deal with that first.
I'm probably older
thing.
Than you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm 48 years old. I've taught college classes. I have my own business, and I've had all kind of jobs and different kind of jobs.
Well, let me put it this way, Matt. I don't think that.
Let me finish.
Well, actually, we can't because we're going to put you on hold. Okay, hang on. 1-800-259-9231, and then we'll let you finish if you're patient enough to wait through the break. 800-259-9231. In regards to the New World Order comment, okay, yeah, some of the politicians use the term. I don't know if it means that there's a conspiracy out there, and I don't think it even matters. I think what matters is government is way too big, and we need to make it smaller. So, regardless of whether or not it's the New World Order that's in charge, it doesn't affect my goals one bit. We're going to come back to Matt, though. We'll let him make plenty of points when we return. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control at 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Sunspots. That's what's doing it, man. Sunspots. Oh, wait. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had some technical difficulties, but now we're back. We're going to take your calls.
Airplanes could have flown in between the radio waves.
Well, we'll take your calls about anything. We call the show Free Talk Live because you literally can call in and hijack the airwaves. Speaking of airplanes. 800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website on the house. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that. Just go get them, okay? freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's get back to the phones, back to the fun. Matt in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Matt?
Okay, yeah, I was saying before the break. I'm a computer consultant. I've taught computer courses to college students, and I have my own business. But I was forced to not have a job because I have a crippled child that was born with a deformed heart. He had to have a heart transplant. It was over $1 million procedure, and I was a carpenter. I worked harder than, and as hard as anybody on this planet, but I could only make a certain amount of money. Now, if we're not for our welfare system, my son would be dead.
I don't believe it.
I've gone to churches and asked for help, and I can tell you they will make you fill out forms and drill you, and if your doctrine isn't right, they'll say goodbye. We have a welfare system because our country and people that live through parenthood and grandparenthood realize that sometimes people have a disaster and they need help. Therefore,
you're telling me, Matt,
and help those people. The problem is that the politicians in Washington are filling up their pork barrels and putting it into Halliburton and other places.
Oh, I see. So you're telling me, Matt,
otherwise,
that the politicians. Okay, Matt, you've gone on long enough. The politicians, you're telling me, Matt, that the politicians, all of a sudden, if you put Matt's politicians in there, then the welfare programs will work the right way? Is that right? Hello, Matt? Oh, don't tell me you wimped out there, Matt. Well, 1-800-259-9231.
Nice monologue, but you know, the idea is to start a dialogue, not a monologue.
Yeah, call back whenever you get the balls to talk to us about an issue, Matt. 800-259-9231. I suppose his phone could have dropped off or whatever. But we can't let you go on for a half hour straight without addressing some of the things that you said. And he said a lot there in
that
statement.
Absolutely. And you get to stay on and talk about, you know, we'll go over point by point on the issues. I think that one of the major points is that our tax dollars pay welfare. And, you know, it would be a tragic thing if a child died because there wasn't enough medical treatment. But the fact is, people die every day because welfare doesn't pay enough to treat them. So the fact that his child got $1 million worth of medical care is great. How about the rest of the people that didn't? Is that fair?
No, but as long as his politicians are in charge, then it'll be done the right way. Then they'll stop giving it the, you know, pork barrel programs and all that.
And
actually, if we had a free market, then, again, as we made the point before, costs would go down. The cost to transplant a heart would probably be well affordable for a carpenter. In fact, we might even have the industry might have gone to the point where fake hearts are very affordable. We wouldn't even have to have a real heart transplant. You know what I mean? We could have all kinds of crazy competitive technology.
You're saying if the FDA was eliminated, that there would be,
right,
you know,
bionic hearts,
yes,
if you will. Let's go back to the phones, though. Josh in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Josh.
Hi, how are you doing?
Excellent, good, sir. What's on your mind?
No sunspots. I'm on the Internet.
Very good, sir.
I don't know what happened to us.
Yeah, I was listening to a previous caller. Just to make a few comments.
Sure.
The medical situation in this country is deplorable. I mean,
yes,
that's,
it is.
That's the bottom line. I mean, all the way from the pharmaceutical manufacturers, the price of medicine, to treatment, to stays in the hospital, to double charging or charging you for a pitcher of water and so on. The problem I see is this. We have, and I think somebody there made the comment, if somebody's hurt, you know, they shouldn't be forced to treat. I disagree with that, because I think that...
you believe in pointing weapons at people and forcing them to do their jobs?
No, please let me finish.
Okay.
You know, for somebody to suffer in this country, right, now if we're talking Pakistan or India or something like that, I could see it. The problem that we have in this country is that we have people in corporations, pharmaceutical manufacturers, it goes all the way up to the hospitals. They're out just for make a buck. Now, I'm not against about making a buck, but I am against when people who are hardworking people, I'm talking people who have regular jobs, 8-hour-a-day jobs, they can't even afford medical. And that's the problem. When we have old people...
Why do you think that is, Josh? Why do you think that the healthcare situation is so deplorable in this
country? And we have old people going to Canada for medicine. Well, the reason I think it is because we've raised the price up so much.
Why? Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly why it is. Because government is involved in the healthcare industry.
I agree. You get it right there on the nose.
There you go.
I agree.
So if we get government out of healthcare, then we go back to a situation where doctors actually make health, home calls again, house calls, which we don't have today. You'd have competition like crazy, which we don't have today. You'd have all kinds of healthcare developments that would be happening at such a rapid clip, we wouldn't even be able to keep up with it. And of course, the costs would be kept down because of competition and the lack of red tape. It is so telling. We have had healthcare professionals call into this show before in the past, and it's very telling to ask any healthcare professional, regardless of whatever level they're at, regardless of their the person who takes the appointments, or the nurse, or the doctor, whoever it is that's in the office, how much time a day, how many hours a day do you spend doing paperwork? Ask any healthcare professional that question, and you will be amazed at the answers. They actually hire people to take care of all the paperwork. Who do you think's paying for that?
Well, one more thing, too, I think is raising the cost for a lot of doctors is lawsuits. And
well, that's a whole other issue. That's a judicial system problem, and we don't have time to get into that. But, Josh, we're out of time, man. Call us back sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
800-259-9231. See, we'll have conversations with you if you let it happen. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. We'll get back to immigration coming up.
soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Dial in toll-free and take control at 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com. Join the updates list whenever there's something that we need to share with you about the show. You'll find out first if you're a member of the updates list. It's quick, it's easy, and of course it's free, just like everything else at freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. It's your show. Take control. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, if I wanted to keep you up to date on what's going on in New Hampshire, I'm going to have to start calling twice a show, and I know that's against the rules.
Yes.
Yeah, that is against the rules.
Yeah, but twice a week, I guess, we'll have to do for now.
I guess the suggestion is there's so much going on, you'd have to call twice a show to tell us everything?
I guess that's the kind of problem you want to have.
It is.
But, yeah.
Hit the highlights, would you?
The latest thing I wanted to tell you about is this little ad that we're starting to work up, which will run on, hopefully, on any New Hampshire station that doesn't ban it.
Okay.
Which will basically be targeted at high schoolers, the inmates of the government school system.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I can read you an early draft of it.
Please.
Okay, here it goes. Do you like public school? Do you look forward to class every day? If so, this message is not for you. The New Hampshire Underground is not for you. Visiting our website would be bad. Do not go to nhunderground.com. Do not think about nhunderground.com. Do not try to dress like it or dance with it. If you like public schools, stay away from nhunderground.com and keep your small animals in hiding too. nhunderground.com is not for you. nhunderground.com.
What's the hiding tubes thing? What does that mean?
No, that your small
animals
your
in
small,
hiding tubes?
In hiding two. Two.
Oh, in hiding two.
Now, listen, what are you putting these on local CHR stations?
Oh, we might. CHR?
Contemporary hits.
That means top 40.
Oh, yeah, that was my thinking. And again, this is really in the early stages. We don't even know if we're going to do it yet.
Well, it'll definitely get hits on your website. I mean, it's a great ad.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's what I do for a living, by the way, is radio ads.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's really great, especially if you're targeting at the high school age kids, because you're telling them to not do things. And so, therefore, what's the first thing they're going to do is they're going to punch up the website.
Yeah.
I think that's a good approach.
Well, now, constructive suggestions. Do you have any suggestions for improving this draft?
You probably shouldn't be the one who reads it, but I don't know. What do you think, Mamich?
I think we got to get a kid to read it.
Right. I think you should have somebody who's in the target demo read it.
That's a good point.
But, I think it'll be very good.
Excellent,
I like
sir.
It the way it is.
So what else is going on?
Well, right now, as we speak, the Hampton protest is going on. I don't really have anything to report on that.
Okay.
But that's
in regards to the zoning thugs that have fined a woman about $200,000 for making some modifications to her home that they were not completely aware of, or there's all kinds of bureaucracy around it, but basically they're trying to throw women out of their houses.
They're attempting to fine her. They haven't succeeded yet. And
right.
That's one of the things that, you know, there's all these bad things that happen in New Hampshire just like the rest of the country, but the
sure.
difference here is that you've got allies and you've got less of these kinds of things happening.
Well, the difference there is you've got the New Hampshire Underground, who is comprised of a lot of Free State Project members and also other pro-liberty people in New Hampshire that are literally not just allies who will sit back and talk about it, but who, like you're saying, are out there protesting tonight at a town meeting or something like that, or a zoning board meeting?
Correct. It's a zoning thug meeting.
So people who've never met, you guys have never had any idea, you didn't know who this woman was who's being persecuted by the zoning thugs until all of a sudden a news article came out about her, and then you rallied around her, and now you're definitely behind her cause.
Right, and this may be something that has to go on for a long time. You know, I think we all looked at this in the beginning and decided, you know, can't just walk away from this.
In this particular case, aren't the bureaucrats sort of on the run?
Well, it's hard to say. I haven't talked to any of them specifically. I've emailed a couple of them, and I've seen a couple of them, but I haven't conversed with them to get a feel for how scared they are.
Well, in all the news articles, they can't comment. They won't comment about the case.
No, they finally flushed out in the last one, and they started, the guy said, well, if we allow zoning liberties to be taken, there might be a chemical plant placed next to a church.
Oh, geez, they're bringing out that crap.
Which, of course, apparently, you know, it's never happened in Houston as far as I know, and I
nope.
would much rather have a chemical plant next to my house than that building inspector.
Right.
That's for damn sure.
Than some bureaucrat sitting around telling you what you can do with your property.
Yeah,
right?
You know all those chemical plants that want to go open up a shop in a deed-restricted neighborhood. Yeah, sure. Sure, whatever.
Because
all right, Dave.
The neighbors are so great.
Dave, anything else on your mind tonight? Anything
Nothing else. But I'll be in touch soon with more, Al.
I'm sure you will. As usual, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, a lot of exciting stuff going on up there. Every time he calls in, it makes me itch to get the hell out of Florida. Let's continue, though, with the phone calls. Let's go to Brian in, of all places, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent. You're on with Ian and Mamich. What's on your mind?
Hey, what are you guys talking about tonight? Welfare now? You're getting on that? What's going on here?
We've gotten on welfare. Is this Brocor from the BBS?
Yeah,
okay.
This is Brocor.
All right.
Yeah, you guys mentioned my water thing, but, you know, it's a very simple synopsis, really.
And it doesn't apply whatsoever to immigration.
Exactly.
Did
you
hear that part?
You're right. Yeah, exactly. Guys.
Oh, okay. So why did you make that? Why did you make that analogy?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
Actually, it was just to symbolize the simple comparison between our social standards and our economy, and how much it can take before it breaks, before it collapses, before we actually do too much, make it not work anymore.
Wait, okay, so what could cause an economy to collapse?
Well, actually, if you study a little bit during the FDR times, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933, especially with Congressman McFadden.
Hold that thought, Brian. You got a lot to say. 1-800-259-9231. I don't think you can fit it into 5 seconds. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Immigration, welfare, we don't care. Whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the internet streams that we've got there. Literally available to anyone in the world. High bandwidth people, low bandwidth people, we've got one that'll fit your size. So log on at freetalklive.com and tune in. Let's get back to the phone. So let's go to Brian in Florida. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, before we went away for a moment there, the question on the table to you was, you made the claim that you could just overfill an economy and, I guess, crash it or something like that. You're going to explain how that could be.
Well, yeah, not in depth, obviously, because we don't have enough time, but I just want to talk about basically on how governments have long used the people to, you know, to get basically what they want. It's not a secret. It's not some sort of conspiracy that no one has ever known about. It's known fact that government will use people to get what they want. It's very simple to understand.
Certainly.
But if we go through facts of history, Ian, is Scott there tonight?
Negative. Manwich and Ian.
Manwich, all right. You guys, the thing I wanted to go over was how the fact, since 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, okay, for instance, we'll just talk about that for a second, on how that obviously established a gigantic trust. And since the Federal Reserve Act, and since our monetary system changed, and it's obviously controlled by the private Federal Reserve banks, how that controls our economy, it creates deflation and inflation whenever it wants. It can create a catastrophe whenever it wants, a financial tumult, if you will.
Well, I don't know if we've ever had them create deflation, but certainly they're good at creating inflation. There's no doubt about that.
Right, exactly. Now, first, before the Great Depression, it was created by withdrawing the gold supply, thus creating the Depression. But we don't have the gold standard anymore. So we can't use that excuse, obviously. We have a fiat currency, but it's privately owned. It's not owned by the federal government any longer. It's like back in the days of Lincoln when he printed his, the greenbacks, the infamous greenbacks. That was printed by the United States government. But the money today is printed by the Federal Reserve Banks, the privately owned Federal Reserve Banks. Mm-hmm. They own the currency. So they can manipulate the money supply.
It is pretty devious. I mean, you're not going to find any disagreement here.
Right. But let's not get off track. Let's talk about immigration. What the hell does that have to do with immigration, right?
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about large influx of immigrants, a large number of immigrants in this country. We're talking about larger than what is normally proportional. We're talking about what's beyond what's normal. By inviting immigrants to this country, I don't know what happened recently with Bush, by giving them amnesty and saying, you're now a citizen. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what implications and what repercussions that has on our nation.
Okay, tell me what your fears are.
Are we talking about this in a libertarian America, or are we talking about it in the America of today?
I love you guys. You guys are great. You know what? Every time you bring up a problem, you guys can say, well, in a free America, that's not going to happen. And you know what? You're absolutely right, 100% right.
Okay,
that does nothing. Yep, we are in agreement. But that does nothing to do with accosting the situation right now.
Well, okay, it does have something to do with it because that's what I want. That's what
exactly.
I want for America.
I want it, too. I love the Libertarian Party, and I love your platform. I'm a constitutional party myself, and that's pretty much the same, the Constitution Party, Libertarian.
Except for the immigration issue.
And the religion. And religion also.
We don't have a problem with religion. We're religion. We just don't want to shove down everyone else's throats.
Exactly.
Oh,
well,
Brian, hold on. I'm going to hold you through the break because this is interesting,
guys.
And you're a pretty intelligent guy.
Thanks.
So we're
going
to come back to this. I want to ask you why it matters to even talk about it in today's situation. So keep that in mind. 1-800-259-9231. We got Rex in Tampa hanging on. He wants to talk about welfare. And anything goes. If you're a lady and you call in, we'll put you to the front of the line. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring us anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...